And what do you enjoy the most about your studies?
Well, me personally, I think in my studies, I enjoyed the lectures, the professors. They are really open to questions. They are really helpful in everything we need. Also, the friends that we made. I think we are not only classmates, but we became friends. About the university, I think I enjoy the infrastructure, the availability to study in the library, the Hochschule Sport. That makes everything easier.
3, 2, 1, talk to me.
Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights, the podcast about studying at the Leibniz University in Hanover, Germany. Are you considering studying at the Leibniz University, or are you already in the middle of your studies? Then this is the place to find insights, information, tips, and real-life experiences straight from the source. Hello and welcome to Leibniz Uni Insights. Today we're talking about the master's program Water Resources and Environmental Engineering. And since this program is taught in English, this episode will be in English too. But as always, I'm not alone. I have two guests. So do you want to introduce yourself? Who are you and what are you studying here at the Leibniz University?
Hi, my name is Nazan Amini. I'm from Iran. I'm in the third semester of Water Resource and Environmental Engineering.
Hello, my name is Israel Padrón. I come from Ecuador and I'm also in the third semester of the program.
So Water Resources and Environmental Engineering, it's quite a long name for a degree program. What's behind it?
Well, I think it's long because the program has three majors. One is Water Resources, the second one is Sanitary Engineering, and the third one is a double degree that people study in a university in China.
And what's your major?
My major is Sanitary Engineering.
Yeah. My major is also Sanitary Engineering.
And why did you choose your study program?
Okay, so during my bachelor, I did some projects related to water treatment. And during an internship, I also worked in a company that was doing also water treatment plants. So I was I got really interested in this topic. And then I found this program in Germany and then I applied it.
For me, it was that before I came here, I worked for a few years in water treatment industrial company. And in my bachelor, I chose my thesis in industrial water treatment. So as my academic background and also my work career, I think that this program really was a good fit for me. And I really believe in it when I started here.
And what did you study before and where?
I studied my bachelor in Iran as a chemical engineer.
Yeah, and I studied in Ecuador, environmental engineering.
And how was your first semester here in Germany? Was it very different from what you expected or was everything like you expected it?
I think in the first semester was challenging because everything was new. I didn't know the language and everything. It was a new university, a new grading system also. But with some support of the university, I think people get used to it easily.
For me, first semester was a little bit more challenging, I think, because focus on the first semester was in civil engineering things like hydrology or hydraulic things. It was really hard for me, but by helping of the tutors and teacher assistant and many exercises that we had, after some time I really got the concept and it was really helpful for me.
And what support is available here at the university?
Well, here in the beginning, I remember we had a lot of support from the international office. They offered excursions, they offered orientation weeks to get to know the university. Also, we had a tutor in our program who helped us to get to know everything for the university, the campus, the library, the Mensa, and also like how the exams are structured.
I also think that for the first 2 weeks we had orientation week. It was really super helpful for us because here in Leibniz University, we had many campuses and we didn't know that. So in orientation week, we managed to know everything about the many different campuses. And also our program, Watten program, offers many excursions and many events for the first semester students. It really helps us to know each other, to be friends with each other and integrate in the new culture.
And what made it easier for you to settle here in Hanover in terms of language or learning about the culture?
Oh, well, in the beginning, as I said, it was challenging, but I think it was make it easier to get to know the people. As I said, like the orientation weeks helped us to break the ice, let's say. And we found very friendly people here in the uni. So this really helped. Also, if we had like some problems or some questions, I think we support each other. And also if we come here to the administration offices in the university, they are really open and they really help in everything that we need.
And what's typical for your degree program? Is there a lot of project work or a lot of group work, or is it more independent learning?
Well, in the beginning, I think it was more independent learning. It was a lot of studying, a lot of lectures, because every course was mandatory. But since the second semester, when we choose our major, everything is more elective. We have more projects, we have more group work, and also more applied studies, let's say. And yeah.
And what's the atmosphere like in your program? Are the groups, so the courses, more large or small?
I think I really like our atmosphere. We become friends with each other maybe sooner than expected. Because I think the atmosphere in our class was like mixing of many international students. So everyone was here new, and they wanted to make a family for each other. And also, we are not a small group or in a big group, we are like moderate classmates, and the lectures are not so crowded. It's like moderate.
And what do you enjoy the most about your studies?
Well, me personally, I think in my studies, I enjoyed the lectures, the professors. They are really open to questions. They are really helpful in everything we need. Also, the friends that we made, I think we are not only classmates, but we became friends. And about the university, I think I enjoy the infrastructure, the availability to study in the library, the Hochschule Sport, and everything related to the infrastructure in the university that makes everything easier.
And what requirements should I meet if I want to apply?
Of course, because it's a master in international program, you have to have an English certificate, like C1 for us. And also you have to be in like civil engineer, environmental engineer, or something related to this kind of fields to apply. And also I think a good solid knowledge of engineering subjects or mathematics is really prerequisite.
And when can I apply? When does the program start?
The program starts only in the winter semester. And for international students, we had to apply until the 15th of January. And for people here in Europe, I think the deadline is until July, in the middle of July.
And are there any scholarships available?
Yes, we have a DAAD scholarship in our program, but it is limited to some number of students. Deadline is earlier than the normal deadline for registration. It's like September, a year before starting a program.
And do you already have any career plans? So what are you planning to do after graduation?
Well, for me, I think I want to apply here in Germany to find a job in a company related to water treatment or water supply in an industry. I would like to get some experience here abroad, maybe here in Germany or also in any other country in Europe. And later on, after this experience, I would like to go back to Ecuador and apply all my experience. Yep.
Also for me, I really like to work as an engineer in a water analysis company or water treatment company. But as a more future career path for me, I really prefer to be an engineer that could design a plan. And I think in Germany, there is many more companies and opportunities for offering this kind of job.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for the insights in your degree program. And now we are at the end of the episode. Please write in the comments, did you already know about this degree program or it's the first time you heard of it? And now I'm saying goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for watching or listening. Do you have any questions or topics you would like to suggest? Then drop them in the comments or send us an email at insights@uni-hanover.de. Don't want to miss an episode? Then follow us and subscribe to our channel.